Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Bill, when you guys were down in the fourth quarter, a lot of time was coming off the clock between plays. Would you like to play faster in a situation like that? You kind of talk about just the tempo of your offense. Does it change from game to game, or do you like it to be consistent?
The way that you looked at it, I thought our pace was pretty good in the fourth quarter. I mean, we're trying to, you know, we got to get the play in and get the play communicated. And, I think we scored a couple touchdowns. I thought our pace was pretty good throughout the game.
No, it wasn't. It was actually 18th in the NFL in the second half. But I've gotten used to Bill O'Brien saying stuff like that. There's a reason that he gave up the play calling. The offense has not reached the potential that you would like it to with him holding the play sheet. So I've gotten used to Bill O'Brien saying stuff like that. But when I heard Deshaun Watson ask the same question,
right,
John Lopez,
mm-hmm,
by John McClain, that's where I started getting concerned. And as I talked to John Lopez, I got even more concerned.
Okay.
And I almost threw up. I was actually on my knees the break, dry heaving, because of what happened last segment. Here's Deshaun addressing tempo gates.
In the second half, you guys, time-wise, played a little slower than the first half. And we asked Bill about the pace of the offense, and he said he was happy with it. Do you feel at times you guys should play faster, especially if you're behind like that?
You can, but at the same time, you got to be smart about that. You play a little too fast and need too much time for the Chiefs. Last week, we played too fast and go three and out. Now the defense is back on the field, and now they're tired. So you got to be able to control what you can't control, and just kind of build from there. You know, every game is a learning lesson. So, you know, there's different things that we spoke about. You know, we just ran out of time. We just got to continue to have a better full first half than what we did, and try to keep the game a little close.
That's troubling, man. I don't know how you're not troubled by that.
I'm not. And let's take some calls on this, because I'll tell you exactly why I'm not. I think your inherent biases are going to determine how you feel about this. The one thing we know, the Texans are not playing with the pace and the style that we were expecting and hoping. You know, and me more than anybody, I was really on that Tim Kelly, let's go, change it up, open it up, RPOs, design drives, design runs, all that stuff. And we didn't see it against the Chiefs. Long season, but we didn't see it against the Chiefs. But my inherent bias is toward Deshaun Watson. I am biased towards him. I trust Deshaun. I've seen him do things that in the right offense, like what Lamar Jackson is doing, I think he would be ridiculously overwhelming for defenses. He wasn't. So when Bill O'Brien says we speak with pace, I'm like, no, we play with pace. I'm like, no, you weren't. No,
the facts. Those are facts.
Those are facts.
This was a good game plan. It was a good game. There's facts. They did not.
When Deshaun Watson says, well, it depends, as you just heard, I think he's just being diplomatic and kind of covering for his head coach a little bit.
All right. Bottom half of the league.
But what do you think?
Is what they had. 713-572-4610. I just think it's troubling. I don't know if Deshaun knows better at this point. I don't know that he's getting the right education. What he just said, going three and out and all that when you're down 17 and whatnot, I don't know that he knows better. And that scares me more than anything Bill O'Brien could say. Let's go to the phone lines, though. Greg, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, listen, do not get lulled into this. We have a Deshaun Watson problem. We know, and forget about Clemson. Do you remember when Watson came in his first year, that first six games before O'Brien right. got his hooks into him?
Freak.
Remember how free and loose and open Watson was playing? Then he got hurt. O'Brien got his hooks into him, and what happened? O'Brien's trying to get Watson to play in this universe that he wants him to instead of customizing the offense to what Watson's comfortable with. You can see it. It's plain as day. So you can't tell me that if we didn't have the right coach, the right offensive coordinator, we couldn't duplicate what we did for those six games. This is not a Watson problem.
No,
it's a Bill O'Brien problem.
I agree with you, Greg, but when I hear Deshaun Watson say that, I feel like Bill O'Brien's rubbing off on him a little
you're
bit
too much.
You're
saying he's being converted.
That's my problem. My problem is it seems like he should know the pace.
O'Brien wants him to say.
Well,
yeah, he's saying exactly what O'Brien wants to say. That's who Watson is. But behind closed doors, man-to-man, you think Watson would say that? Because I don't.
I agree with you.
I hope not.
I agree with you. What a great call, because he agrees with me.
Good job. Yeah, there you go. You're 0-1 so far, Loopholes. John, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Landry Lopez, you guys are blowing it up, man, blowing it up. And you guys missed something. You didn't miss much. But when he says we're trying to keep it close, what that means they're not even trying to win. Mm. Give me a break.
Mm.
Oh, God, I'm sick. I'm heaving off.
There you go. John, get you a barf bag.
People are heaving.
Randy, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, y'all got it all twisted. Y'all must forgot. Who drafted Deshaun Watson?
Rick Smith, man.
Rick Smith. O'Brien never wanted Watson.
Oh, come on.
He never wanted Watson. So that's why he's not training them right. He's not bringing them up and teaching the quarterback position. Because he never wanted Deshaun Watson. Who he had starting in front of Deshaun Watson at first?
Tom Savage.
Thank you. And he knew Tom Savage wasn't better than Deshaun Watson. Oh. He sabotaged his career the same way.
Sabotaged? No.
He's sabotaging his career. Yes, sir, he's doing that.
Dang, Randy.
Nobody's talking about that.
Ultimately, nobody's talking about it. We're talking sabotage. I thought we were just getting bad education. Spencer, you're on In the Loop. Keep it going.
Well, I agree exactly what Greg said, that we're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole instead of just saying, hey, look, we got Deshaun Watson. He's good when he's free. Let him make decisions. Kind of. Not let him make every offensive play decision, but let's trust in him to put us in the best situation. We got these new tools. I could see what they're talking about at the tempo, getting the plays in, yada, yada, yada. I get it. Maybe trying to treat it like a preseason game, but that's ridiculous week one. Whatever. Let's trust in Deshaun Watson a little more and let's see where he takes us.
I mean, I'm trusting in him. I mean, I'm riding and dying with him. I'm riding and dying with Deshaun forever, but when it seems like he doesn't understand tempo, I just wonder if he's a victim of his surroundings. He might be a victim of his surroundings, which it's one thing to have to run the plays, but when it doesn't sound like he understands the problem with the tempo, it's a problem, John. It's a problem. And then John Lopez is bringing up Clemson. NFL longer than he was at Clemson. Who cares about Clemson?
I'm not going to apologize for knowing what this cat can do.
That was Clemson.
I mean, I know it was Clemson.
I don't want to hear about Clemson in his fourth year. Come on, John. Bob, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. I think it's a travesty the way Brian has mismanaged this team for a number of years, and it's not going to get any better. I mean, he, you know, keeps doing the same thing and everybody expects a different result. He's just not a coach that can win. I blame the owners because, he should have been fired a long time ago. They have very low expectations if they let him continue to manage this team. He can't get past the first round of a playoff. And he's been here, what, for 7 years? He's alienated a lot of the players. He's alienated the fans. He's traded some of the top talent that this team has ever had, and these players were in their prime that he traded.
I don't disagree, man, Bob. I mean,
we're getting some good calls today.
The thing is, he did get out of the first round last year, and you talk about division titles. 36-60 was the combined record with the first two. So they've won the division 4 out of 6 times. 36-60 was the combined record the first two divisions. The quarterbacks were awful. It was Blake Bortles. It was Zach Mettenberger / Marcus Mariota. Andrew Luck was hurt. He ended up retiring because of it. The coaches were Chuck Pagano, Gus Bradley, and Mike Mularkey. Those were the coaches, the first two. Mm-hmm. The last two, they've won the division. The division's been better. Division's been good. But when they've won the division, a team in the division has gone further in the playoffs. The Colts ended their season, and then the Titans went to the AFC Championship. So that's where you look beyond division titles. Wayne, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hello, me?
You're on.
You, man.
Oh, okay. All right, good. How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Okay. I just want to elaborate what or reiterate what that guy was talking about fitting a round, a square peg in a round hole. Mm-hmm. You know, Bill Belichick got Cam Newton, and you see, he automatically went to Cam Newton's strength.
Boom,
he
boom.
Didn't try to make him Tom Brady.
It took one half to see it, didn't it, Wayne? It took one half.
One half. It was, he was doing his thing and won the game, you know?
Yeah.
And it just it hurts our heart to see Deshaun wasted like this.
Yeah, I'm with you, Wayne. It was crazy watching Bill Belichick, who's used to doing things a certain way for two decades, and Josh McDaniels, who's won Super Bowls with Tom Brady, get someone the complete opposite style of Cam Newton. And then all of a sudden, he looks like the old Cam Newton.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Our Sports Radio 610 insider, John McClain, the general, reporting that the Texans are working with city and county officials to be able to have 15,000 fans, roughly, for the second home game, October 4th, against the Minnesota Vikings.
Open it up, baby.
So, a little bit of progress there.
Open it up, baby.
A little bit of good progress there. 15,000 fans, roughly. We'll see. It's a developing story. And, of course, the general is going to keep us informed. Working with city council, that's Houston, Texas, working with city council and county officials for 15,000 fans for the Vikings game, October 4th.
15K.
I'm good with
it.
Let's
get it. Let's go.
15K. You know how I said? You know how I said I thought it would be kind of sad that the stands were going to be, you know, half empty. I'd rather have it all empty or all full. I stand corrected. I thought that was a pretty good environment in Kansas City and really across the league when I was watching games with just a few fans. It was good.
JJ probably can't play catch though.
No, you can't do that, and that's something we talked about too.
Can't play catch, no. JJ. Sorry,
too many things in the middle of it all.
3-5-7-2-4-6-1-0. Let's go to Zachary. Zachary, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. One thing that Deshaun made a point is if you do play a fast tempo offense, you got to be able to move the ball up down the field, because if he goes three and out, the defense don't get no rhythm. I've seen JJ sucking wind and needing oxygen. And the defense get tired, they definitely can't stop nobody then, because they wore out. So, and when you see a receiver, you need 3 yards on one play, and you run a 2-yard pass pattern, and then can't make that other 1 yard, that's kind of bad play calling, I think. So if you're going to have a fast tempo, you got to be able to move that ball down the field.
Yeah, it's true. But when you're down 17, all bets are off.
Mm-hmm.
Defense tired or not, when you're down 17, all bets are off. Let's finish this off with Mickey. Mickey, the head of the B.O.B. Hate Club. Go ahead.
Hey, man, first some sad news. I'm going to be out all next week, and with this virus, I haven't gone anywhere. So I've got a full fix of listening to 610 Sports Talk.
There you go. That's good news.
I'll need your cell numbers because I may slip in a deep depression Monday afternoon. So I need to call y'all. We'll just have a little conference call. Just 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll relay your information to the listeners.
All right, but just two things, and I want to make a comment about a song. The things you guys are talking about, tempo and touchdowns, when they were down 3 scores and slowed it down, and then the logic I guess I heard from Deshaun is we want to slow it down so we keep the defense off the field so KC does not have the ball versus trying to speed it up, get them on their heels, score some points. I think there's some fallacy in that. And then when B.O.B. says something about, oh, yeah, we moved the ball and we scored. Well, the game was out of reach. I mean, they loosened up. So Bill O'Brien is like a second grader where your mom or the teacher says, your behavior, you need to act like your mom and dad are sitting behind you. Well, B.O.B. talks like the Texans management is sitting behind him. I mean, it just makes me sick to my stomach. And I forgot to tell you guys, I'm originally from Kansas City, so of course I like the Chiefs. And when I was in fifth grade, I sold programs when it was Ernie Ladd, Buck Buchanan, Lynn Dawson, Otis Taylor, Curly Culp. So I have a soft spot in my heart.
Don't forget Warren McVay, man.
Oh, Warren McVay, University of Houston, absolutely. Number one, right?
San Antonio Brackenridge High School.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about it. And you know, Stenerud, like this, the old municipal.
Oh, yeah, broke up, Mickey. Cut off, Mickey.
Right time, honestly, with the conversation y'all were having. I'm kind of happy that happened. Thank you very much to the radio gods for that. Dating the coach's daughter.
What?
Mama knows best in opera in multiple languages. It is time for world famous Landlocked Know Your Foe next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.